If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
1999, Learn to Fly by the Foo Fighters. 464-56851 1 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. I thought you might have to learn how to fly when your flight got canceled.
That was what you want for a connection?
Nope, no,
I was expecting much more out of the Dolphins winning and the Huskers winning from Jake.
What did you want?
I thought something better.
Celebrate, good times. Yeah.
I thought maybe learn to fly. You missed your connection.
Yeah, that Jake has no.
There's not always a theme. I went with a late theme there.
Yeah, you obviously.
That's an interesting theme.
He obviously found this song about a half hour ago.
I dubbed it Friday.
Dubbed in Friday.
Bill, please.
You always talk about when you were checked out for a while. I was checked out of music during this time. I was not into...
In 99.
That was the time. I was still listening to older music and just wasn't my time right there. So I'm not a Foo Fighter. I just didn't really... They weren't on my radar. And I know they would probably sell out Memorial Stadium, right? The Foo Fighters would...
It'd be a good crowd.
They have a big crowd like that, like I said. And so I don't hate the Foo Fighters. I was checked out. But that song doesn't do anything for me if that was just a band from Des Moines or something, you know, you'd be like, you don't even know what it was. So no, it's not 3-6.
Sip likes the Foo.
3-6.
I do.
3-6.
You like the Foo.
You like the Foo.
Foo. Foo Manchu.
Song does nothing for me. As a
fan of the band, you are.
I like them. It's a stock song. You could have chose a lot of different songs, like a lot of different ones.
Everlong, played that before.
Yeah.
Best of You, My
Stack
Hero.
Dead Actors was hoping you'd play something like that.
Oh, okay.
A very good, like, hard-nosed Foo Fighter song that's sort of underappreciated. Have you ever heard that song?
I don't think so. That does not sound familiar to me.
No. Stack Dead Actors. Listen to that song. That would have got me. This song did nothing.
Patrink is very disappointed also. I'm just to let you guys know. She just chimed in with a text. Very disappointed. Say? Just very disappointed.
I mean, Jake, it's just very stock. It just was just...
It's background music. It's just...
unimaginative. Yeah.
Give me a score.
3-1.
You got a couple of threes. Rudy's going to be in the sixes. 6-0-1.
Jake. 4-7. Weak, not the best Foo Fighters option.
Yeah. Right. But it was a hit.
Yeah. That was a hit. Imagine that.
It did well.
You wonder why I was checked out in the 90s. Right there. That was a hit, Steve. What you just said.
And it does nothing for you.
That's why I was checked out in the 90s.
There are people upset that did not play a particular song today because this is 50 years ago, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald happened. I could have played our good friend Gordon Lightfoot, which I have played before.
That's a missed opportunity.
That's a missed opportunity.
I have played that song.
You played back songs over...
True.
You just did last week.
Yeah.
We're not pushing
Edmund
back.
Edmund Fitzgerald. I read all about it online last night.
Did you?
Just read about the... Yeah.
I could have played that song. Apologies.
80-mile-an-hour winds.
80-mile-an-hour.
Yeah.
And that was Lake...
What? Well,
I don't know.
He says the big lake they call Itchigumi.
Yeah. What Great Lake was it?
Is that Lake Michigan?
I'm trying to find it right
just
here.
Just find it. We're not moving on.
Lake Superior.
Lake Superior.
I knew it was not Erie. I knew that. I could eliminate Erie.
Lake Superior.
Thank you, Jake.
Ratings before we get to Bill's.
I'm fine. I'll tell Dave Grohl himself. I'm going to go talk to Dave Grohl. Sandmaster 5, Houston 9-8.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Rick from Wahoo gives it a 9-5.
Yeah, lots high scores.
Got a 3.95.
Shoving it right at us.
Robert, 8.69. Don't worry, they start coming down. Giltner, 9.9. Vernon Dakin, 6.9. Brett Bertrand, 7.5. John says, 9.6. That song slaps, as the kids say.
Slaps.
It slaps.
Is that John in Des Moines?
Nope, John in Southeast Lincoln.
Southeast Lincoln, okay.
Les in Lincoln says, 7.5. Coach Libby, 6.81. Mike and Dalton, 3. Bill and Bennett, 8.75. Casey and Seward says, The Foo, 8.1.
The Foo.
God, people like it.
Yeah, man. They do.
Doug in Idaho, 8.4. Laverne in Hawaii, 6.5.
Nobody gave it scores as low as we did.
No. David in Omaha, 9.29. Marcus, 9.2. Who at Clemens? Bird! 1!
Okay, Bird.
Makes below sense you guys. Everything yep. Thank you, Bird. Everything
Ron,
makes sense.
Ron, 8.9. Someone says, crank it, 9.5.
Crank it. Oh, wow. I just a little bit too much respect for the Foo, I think. People are giving it a high score just because of the band.
Sean says, yeah, that song sucked, 3.4. Yeah. Jennifer and Hubby... Jennifer 5.5, Hubby 6.6. They've never heard the song before. Ooh. I find that hard to believe.
Wow.
Oh, I don't.
Our friend David, free off, 9.4 on that one. 9.4 for David on that one.
He gave it a 9.4.
9.4, likes the Foo.
David's, yeah. He's song a rock and roller.
Yes. Song of the day was Learn to Fly by the Foo Fighters from 1999. It is time for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills.
Okay.
Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill is sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels, kitchen,
he's
bathroom,
out there.
Whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204 at Dinert Contracting.
Full frost last night, and that just energizes Randy. He bring it on. Weather does not stop that, man. Maybe that's why he wears a cape to stay warm. We'll have a crown on. He'll be in your kitchen. Getting things done. It's amazing.
Cape to stay warm.
I never thought about that.
That's part of a warm
thing. It's a warm thing for him.
It's a warm.
You should all have a cape.
You should all have a cape. And he's got that knee brace on. It doesn't bother him a bit. His cold weather matters.
Keeping a knee brace.
Thank you so much, Brown. Randy. I thought we got Bill's Thrills.
Hit.
But sip.
Oh, boy.
They beat Syracuse by 40. Oh. Drives me nuts on the comparison of scores.
What?
If this is the case, data point A, I just hate. Well, they beat so-and-so by this. Okay, so let's think this through real quick.
Okay, who's they?
So they is everyone, okay? Everyone uses the point differential as how it's going to be, okay? Mm-hmm. So Minnesota got beat by Nebraska. Minnesota beat Nebraska 24-6, right? And then they lost to Iowa 41-3.
Mm-hmm.
So Iowa should beat Nebraska by 56. Do you guys feel confident about that?
No.
Is that what the numbers will be? Think it's going to be plus 55 and a hook for Iowa?
No.
God! It'd
be a hell of a spread.
It drives me nuts. The points difference like that. An all-in try can go awry. Example, Florida. New coach, fire their coach, bring a guy in. Billy Gonzalez is going to run the show. They put it all in. They go for it on fourth down, should have got it. There's a catch, maybe it's a catch, maybe it wasn't. They had every chance to beat Georgia. They lose 24-20 and play their tails off like that. The next week, they get beat 38-7 by Kentucky.
Ouch.
38-7 by Kentucky.
Ouch.
Well, Florida lost
38-7.
Oh, Lagway's done.
I mean, they benched him. He had 3 interceptions. He was that bench. My point is, when you start to compare all these different scenarios, like, well, you see what happened on this one? It's not how it works. It's a great example of the rally point. Penn State, huge rally point. They said, you know what? We're going to go. And it felt different. They looked different. Everything about Penn State was different. They take a really good Indiana team, number 2 in the country, to the wire. Had them basically beat.
Should have beat them.
Had them sacked. I mean, they
should have beat them.
No timeouts. He goes 80-something yards with no timeouts on a good defense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just unbelievable how that stuff can happen, how it goes through it right there. So just think about this one.
Keep going.
Think about this one. Well, it's real simple. It's going to go down like that because I saw all the stuff. Well, Ohio State just beat Indiana handily. And then Penn State, see what just happened? Well, how about this data point? No one brings this one up like that.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror.
Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Illinois, Indiana beat him 63-10, yep. Beat him by 53. The Illinois score against Ohio State, 34-16, 18. So that's the difference. My point is, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Thank you.
The mood of teams matter.
Thank you.
Nebraska's mood in that game on Saturday was incredible. Uh-huh. I say mood, attention, mm-hmm. Antennas up.
They were ready to roll.
They were ready to roll. You could tell that they were in love with their quarterback. They loved him playing. You could tell that he had a great sense for the plan of what they're going to do to win like that. I don't think UCLA had that. I don't think they had the same thing. And a lot of it's because Nebraska played very well. But you go through this, but this whole comparing, when you say, well, they beat
scores.
So-and-so by this score, so that means that we win it by this much. That's not how it works. And these are college kids, and you see scores all over the place.
All over the map.
When you just go, how did that just happen? How did that just happen? Penn State's 0-6 in the league. And they had,
how's that?
And they had the number two team in the country.
They're pretty good.
And they have talent.
That team.
Now the one thing, that loss was a good loss for Nebraska. That was a good loss for Nebraska.
It was a donkey kick.
It was because what happens to it is that now, can Penn State rally enough? Can they get them together and say, we need to win three to go to a bowl game? Or do they want to go? Because if Penn State wins that game, imagine that locker room's like today. It's they're hey, you know what? We did that. Now we'll beat Michigan State. Now we'll play Nebraska. Now we'll go play Rutgers. Now it's going to be, now who are we? Now what are we doing? They got Michigan State, which isn't very good. But that's how momentum changes, how the stuff gets real with what's going on.
See?
And that price, when they start talking about, you saw it all over the place last week. But I saw 50 posts about the score between Ohio State and Penn State. Ohio State and Penn State. No one touched the Illinois game from that side of it. No one touched
it. I see what you're saying.
It didn't come up one time. All that came up was Ohio State, what they beat Penn State by.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
But the other side never...
Now it's starting to hit me.
That data point never came up.
Is this preemptive for the ratings tomorrow? Is this
preemptive
strike?
Don't know.
Is this a preemptive strike by Bill?
It's not.
For our power rankings?
Is this preemptive?
No.
When Sipple comes at me with, what Ohio State do against Penn State? Maybe we should look at that.
Yeah. And it wasn't Sipple. That was a hypothetical that I put in there. But those things drive me completely nuts.
How do you...
When they compare scores...
All this conversation, part of what it tells me is coaches have to get their team in the right frame of mind, which is way easier said than done.
I guarantee you.
How do you do it?
That Sigs has said, hey, you guys understand their season, this is their baby. Penn State's going to roll on this one. They're going to have him. And all I can see when I'm watching that team play and I'm watching him run the football, and they got their backup quarterback in too. Their backup quarterback's in, and they're rolling against. We know it's a really good Indiana team, and they're playing really good. And all I could think about, what an indictment. How do they lose Northwestern at home? How do they go on the road and let Penn State score 42? Because you just saw UCLA. You just saw UCLA's offense. How did they score?
How many points did UCLA score on them?
42.
What?
Yeah, 42.
Wow. On Penn State.
Penn State.
That is
it was 27-7 at halftime of that game.
That's inexplicable.
It's remarkable. And so, but anyway, the comparisons that this everything's different. Everything changes. Well, this happened, that happened. Everything's different.
How do you get? That's why guys like Cignetti, well, the best coaches. A lot of this is mental. It's just getting your team in the right frame of mind, which is really. I hate to almost say it because it's so much easier said than done because there's so many people involved. How do you get everybody in the right frame of mind every Saturday?
Oh, it's really hard.
Hard to do.
There are so many things going on. You just see it across the board. How does Kentucky, who can't score on anybody, the week before they beat, I think, Auburn 10-3, they went to overtime versus Texas. I think they scored like 13 points.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And all of a sudden against Florida, who's known for having one thing, a defense. And they put up 38 on them.
Yeah, that was 38. That was a wow.
So Lagway's another guy that was so much preseason hype that's just done. Klubnik done.
Arch has been way under.
Aller. Just go on and on. There's
Nussmeier.
So many. Nussmeier. Yeah. Thank you, Bill.
All of them.
Not all of them.
Top five have all sucked. Arch has not been very good. He's getting better recently. But
the top five have been.
Nussmeier, Klubnik, Lagway. They're all done. I mean, not done, but they're not having good years.
No, it's been a remarkable scene in that area. But
yeah, what's the deal?
It's just when you're watching games, things will be different. I don't know what you'll get right now from Penn State in 2 weeks. We'll know something because they play Michigan State this weekend.
Can't you spin it? That's.
I mean, you're going to spin it no matter what. Hey, they got talent. They are 0-6.
What I'm saying is, if they can do it against Indiana, can't they come back and do it again?
Yeah, they'll have a chance. But just think. Their one savior to the season was to beat number two.
Yeah.
Was to beat number two.
No, you're right.
That was their deal.
I'm still confused by the Lagway praise before the year. I'm looking at the stats from last year. So last year, Lagway at Florida had 12 touchdowns and 9 picks, 59% completion. Yeah. Not good. This year, 11 touchdowns, 12 picks, and he's at 64%. So better completion, but still 11 touchdowns, 12 picks for Lagway.
No, it's just been a disaster. Yeah. That's a disaster.
Absolutely. Say disaster.
That's a disaster. Yeah. Anyway, Bill, that's a good point. I will say I don't really do that. I don't get into comparative schools.
Yeah, you always know there's going to be some sort of a different, rally point with what's going on. If you take a look at how did Ohio State look last year in Nebraska? I mean, Nebraska had the ball driving to win, correct? Nebraska had the ball driving to win.
Yes, they did. Yep.
And then
down by four.
When they decided to turn things on. They just beat the crap out of everybody after that Michigan loss. They beat
again.
They ran Tennessee out of the place. They were up 30-something-3 against Oregon in the Rose Bowl.
Again, frame of mind. Right. Now, great teams can overcome a suspect frame of mind, like Ohio State.
Think how many games that Georgia and Alabama have won over the years when it looked like they're going to lose the game.
They figured it out in the end.
A couple years ago, remember on the. The 4th-and-20-something when Alabama beat Auburn in the Iron Bowl on that pass. He held the ball forever and threw it. Like that. The week before, Auburn got beat by New Mexico State by like 20. Then Auburn the next week goes, we're just going to play really well. Watch this. And they do.
And they should have won.
They should have won the game against a playoff Alabama team. Yeah.
But that's an indictment on a coach, in my opinion.
I agree. When it's like that, there's always going to be certain moments.
Come on, man.
When you have those moments, when you just don't, whatever it is, whatever.
That's
it
why
is.
I appreciate Jake. Those guys that win all the time, day.
Like Cignetti.
Yeah,
you appreciate Cignetti.
It's hard to
away.
Not.
Oh, I do.
It's hard to not have an off week. He went back to back years, 10-0.
He's obviously a master motivator, among other things. He's a really good offensive coach too. I think he's a quarterback guy, right? Six.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Is he? He's an offensive coach.
He's an offensive coach.
Yes. And he obviously is a great motivator. And he is immensely entertaining.
Also,
that comment on the sideline was.
You, look at you.
Yeah, he has
turned. You completely turned our.
Well, I respect
Also, guess who loves him? his players love him. You can just tell. You don't play like that unless your team. He is not disconnected. How many times you hear about Brian Kelly completely disconnected?
Oh God.
Do you think Cignetti is disconnected?
I don't think so.
No chance.
Cignetti is 21-2 as the head coach of Indiana.
Google me.
His two losses again to the teams in last year's championship game. That's
go back to that press conference. What a dude. I mean, at the time you're like, what a clown. Now you're just like,
he's backed it up.
No, not a clown. Far from a clown.
Here's gonna be the deal. For them to win it all be really hard. Really hard. They have a chance. To win it all be like, and when they lose, some of them go, see.
I told you, it doesn't work. You can't say that. Some of them will say it. Georgia just beat them by 15.
When I was watching the Penn State game, my eyes went right to the lines of scrimmage. God, they're big and good up front.
Both sides.
Both sides. They're
the
good.
The trenches are good in Indiana.
Oh, God, they're good.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
I got to go back to it, Jake.
Oh, sorry.
But no, that's fine, Jake. I should be ready. You always ask me this question, so it's not.
Just wrapping it.
I got two of them, Jake.
Okay. Rep it.
I got two of them in like that.
I don't know why I said rep it.
Spare me. Don't compare me.
Okay.
But sip. They beat so-and-so by so-and-so. That is all-in try can go awry.
That is the Bill's Thrills.
Triple layered headline.
Football facts. Monday when we come back. Is he going to get awkward at the quarterback spot this month? That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.